T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome in Upstate. It's a Friday edition. Yeah, I get it. Should be hump day edition. But for Diesel and I, it's a Friday edition here on Straight Up with Sturge, because this time tomorrow, y'all are going to be in two of the most unproductive business days in U.S. when it comes to every year. And we're talking about the first round, and I'm sorry, not the first four, which you can hear beginning at 6:30 tonight, both of the games, including St. John's and Arizona State, in game number two. But tomorrow and Friday, the first round, and I really think tomorrow even more so than Friday, it's two of the most unproductive days for businesses in the country. So it is the same for Diesel and I as well. Why we will be carrying action from noon till midnight, 1 a.m. here on ESPN Upstate on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So if you're out and about and you cannot watch the NCAA tournament, you can listen to it right here on ESPN Upstate. But even better than that, you've got 23 hours and 40 minutes to go to ESPNUpstate.com, get registered for our bracket challenge. Here's what's different. We have winners after every single round. I mean, the first round winner, 200 and something bucks worth of items, all the way up to the championship overall winner. That's worth nearly 1,400 bucks. I mean, in our prizes, concert tickets, food cards, Kent Wool performance socks. You get later on in the tournament, grills, things of that nature. Grooming supplies is V's Barbershop. They are the sponsor of our ESPN Upstate bracket. So you can't go wrong. And as we like to say it, you can't win it if you're not in it. So make sure you go to ESPNUpstate.com. I've got a article up on the website, a little bit of my bracketology, what I think may happen, and I'll have another one. I'll put up something else here in the next day or so, and keep checking back in, because it's NCAA tournament time. It's college baseball time. As again, we were off yesterday. Clemson moved everything around to accommodate a 7 p.m. tip-off last night in the NIT. So, of course, if you tuned in, they found a way to shut me up yesterday, get me off the air, Diesel, and Clemson gets a 13-1 win over the College of Charleston to improve to 15-5 on the year. Also, down at Fluor Field last night, South Carolina gets a 12-7 win over the Furman Paladins. South Carolina improves to 15-6 on the year. The Tigers head up to Boston College for a 3-game set this weekend. And, of course, Mother Nature, and just weird things can happen when you have to go to Boston College for a baseball series. So just pay attention. You can find out everything you need to know right here at ESPNUpstate.com. Also, coming up on the show today at 4:37, it's our buddy, literally Mike Buddy, the Furman Athletic Director, is going to join us. Why? It is a big night on campus at Furman University. They host their first ever postseason, and I'm not talking about conference tournament postseason, but postseason game there on campus. And it's a big name coming in. Wichita State, you know, just a couple of years removed from the Final Four. Greg Marshall, the former Winthrop head coach, known for his suits and his slick back hair. Wichita State, 19-14 on the year. They're coming in to take on the Furman Paladins in a first-round NIT matchup, 7 p.m. at Timmons Arena. Listen, there are a few tickets left available. It's going to be a big crowd up there. It'll be the antithesis of what you saw in Clemson last night. But if Furman wins, they will move on. We don't know what time yet, but they will move on. The winner of this game between Furman and Wichita State tonight will move on to a Sunday matchup in Little John Coliseum against the Clemson Tigers in a second-round matchup in the NIT. We, like we said, don't know the game time. Just know it's going to be on Sunday. And let me tell you, you can't get there without knocking off the Shockers tonight. But if Furman were able to do so, I'm telling you, there will be a lot of purple in Little John. And I'm not talking empty seats as Clemson fans last night. I get it, Diesel. Listen, I want to call it like it is. And I need your opinion real quickly because it's a matter of perspective when you look at things. But you grew up in North Carolina, Diesel. Obviously, growing up, was the bigger sport college basketball or college football there in the Tar Heel State? Again, for people that don't know, you're originally from Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, it was 100% basketball.
All right, so last night, I get it. Clemson students are on spring break. But you could have counted the crowd in Little John Coliseum. Now, they only had like, you know, 40 hours, not even that, to get ready for the matchup. But you could count the crowd in Little John Coliseum for Clemson's 75-69 win over Wright State at times on your fingers, all right? We've been talking about Clemson basketball fans, their expectations, a lot of the chicken and the egg. I'll go support it wholeheartedly when they start winning. Well, guess what? They won't start winning until you go support it wholeheartedly. You go look up at Furman tonight. They're going to pretty much be close to a sellout, if not a sellout. But NC State, you know, there was a team in a fan base, Diesel, that had more to be upset about than the Clemson fan base had to be when being left out of the NCAA tournament. Why? NC State was 2-0 against Clemson. A lot of people considered that game in Charlotte in the ACC tournament last week as a play-in game. And it still didn't matter for the Wolfpack. Well, they have a pretty cool scenario up there in Raleigh, and they took advantage of it last night. Obviously, they could not get the their normal home arena because they share the Wolfpack share it with the Carolina Hurricanes of the NHL. So what they have done, do you remember Reynolds Coliseum back in the day, Diesel? They have renovated that, taken a couple thousand seats out of it. NC State hosts Hofstra in their NIT game last night, wins by 7 or 8 in front of a packed house at Reynolds Coliseum that stood on their feet the entire game. So the reality is, it's a matter of perspective, right? I mean, I felt bad for the Clemson seniors last night that combined for, you know, that amount of points. Shelton Mitchell, probably his career at Clemson's over due to a MCL issue. But, man, there probably wasn't 2,000 fans at Little John last night. And don't tell me that NC State was butthurt and they didn't care. Guess what? They packed out old Reynolds Coliseum in what was a really cool atmosphere for a first-round NIT game.
Yeah, Clemson basketball fans, I mean, this is – you should feel ashamed of yourselves for not going out and supporting your team. You had an opportunity. Is it because you're not competing for a national championship? It's just not good enough for you, so you don't feel like you want to take time out of your life to go down and support your team? I mean, this is exactly what we've talked about all season long. You've got this palace of an arena now. You've got this team that is poised and has a lot of talent back to make a run, and you still won't go out and support them. You won't go out and give more than a 50% effort. How do you expect your team to go out and give 100% effort when your fan base goes out and gives a 25% effort for basketball?
And listen, this year was a disappointment. But you know what? That happens sometimes in life. I've had years of my life that are a disappointment. But I went back and looked at some of the things last night about this year's team. You remember they opened up with Duke at home and then Virginia on the road. They had about a 4 or 5-game stretch there to open up the ACC that was just brutal. And if you remember, they were 1-5 in the ACC at one point. And we're like, man, this thing's getting away here in a heartbeat. It wasn't great, but they finished up 9-9. So there's a team, I can do the math, that won 8 out of their last 12 conference games. So unfortunately, they had dug themselves a hole. But I don't get it why you don't care. The last 3 years has been all right. I mean, I don't think you have to go throw the baby out with the bathwater right now. But if you want to get rid of your coach and go, that's not good enough, a coach and an agent are watching last night against Wright State, in which he got up to a 16-2 lead, and watched Wright State come back and take a lead later on. I'm not exactly licking my chops over that position. You're not going to get a high-level candidate. You're not going to – you might – here's the deal. Be careful. Don't get suckered into what you see in the upcoming NCAA tournament. That's the new hot coach. We've seen that here in the Palmetto State. His name was Darren Horn back in the day. He takes Western Kentucky on a run to the Sweet 16, and South Carolina's athletic director becomes infatuated with Darren Horn. Boom, they hire him, and we realize, hey, he rode a couple of horses to the Sweet 16. He wasn't that good of a coach. But I don't know. Last night was stagnant at best. I mean, that would be the proper adjective for it. Hopefully Sunday will be better. Now, either way, Clemson basketball fans can't lose. You're going to get a local matchup against Furman that was the darling of the NCAA basketball back in December with their upset of Villanova and, of course, the win at Sister Jane and Loyola. Or you're going to get a Wichita State team, in which has been to the Final Four here in the last few years. And a lot of Clemson fans actually salivate. How could we get Greg Marshall away? I don't think that's even the least bit possible, because Greg Marshall doesn't want to come be number two on any given campus. And I don't mean crap. I'm talking about being the backup to the football coach. That's why I think he has been really, really happy at Wichita State, just simply in the fact he didn't have to deal with football. You know what I mean? He is the big man on campus. So Sunday will be a second-round matchup between Clemson and the winner of tonight's Wichita State-Furman game at Timmons Arena. So when we come back, what are the storylines? Diesel, we got our bracket challenge. It begins tomorrow. Also, what are some of the tips for picking your bracket? Because this year, I'm going to give you mine. Bracket Voodoo has given you some tips this year. And guess what? We'll give you those as well. But don't overthink this. Number two, know what the rules of your own tournament pool are. 844-GSP, ESPN. We open up the phone lines. We're at it 6:30. We go straight to the first four in Dayton tonight. North Carolina Central versus North Dakota State. Followed in game number two, St. John's and the Arizona State Sun Devils.
So, Sturge, I put this up on the ESPN Upstate Twitter just a few minutes ago. I said, Clemson basketball gave 100% effort by going out there and winning against Wright State in their opening round NIT game. But the fan base gave about a 25% effort by not showing up, which is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said NC State sold out their arena. Part of it might have been a little nostalgia for playing in the old arena, but it doesn't matter. They showed up. They sold 10,000 tickets to this game. Beth Sanders Bender gets in with us on Twitter and says the ones who did show up were great, and that's fine. You know, that's awesome that, you know, 2,000 of you showed up, but where were the other 7,000 fill up the arena?
I don't think you're going to have expectations of filling up that arena last night when the students are on spring break, but you could at least gotten it to about a 50% ratio. You know what I mean? It's the NIT. It was short time. I get it. They just found out Saturday night. Originally, they had booked that game for Wednesday night, and then they came back, and I think it was due to the fact that, you know, Brad Brunell left Wright State to come to Clemson to be head coach, and that relationship. So they got Clemson to move it up one day. So that did factor into things. But man, NC State dealt with the same 48-hour scenario as well. So I think it's a matter of want to. It's a matter of desire. But let me ask you this.
So is it the not interested tournament for Clemson fans?
It may now. Now, we'll find out on Sunday. And real quickly, let me clarify real quick. We do, speaking of playing 100%, we have Clemson baseball on tonight from Columbia at 7 p.m. We'll go into it at 6:30. And then after that, we'll pick up the first four action. You'll be able to hear St. John's and Arizona State. You'll miss that North Carolina Central, North Dakota State game at 6:40. Getting back to it, is it a matter of perspective? Because here's all we can do. You're going to go look, and you're going to see these crowds at a lot. Alabama plays tonight, Diesel. I'm going to be honest with you. They may be double the size that Clemson had, 4,000 instead of 2,000 to 2,500. Just simply in the fact that they've had an extra night, you know, this, that, and the other. Tevin Max, that can make a big difference. But is it a matter of where you are in the program? Because NC State a couple of years ago, you know, they made a change, and they got Coach Keats from UNC Wilmington, and they are on the front end of his career, while Clemson basketball fan is now in the back end of a decade with Brad Brunell. Yet here you are in the same scenario. I don't know what it is, but I felt bad. You know, Marquise Reed scored 20. How much did he end up last night? Elijah Thomas eclipsed a 1,000-point mark in his career, and that's a big, big deal. He had 17 points, 12 rebounds. Also, Marquise Reed, for the 20th time this year, scored more than 20 points. So that was the 28th game this year of his career. So, I mean, not all is broken, and I get it. It's disappointing, and I think I don't know. My thing is you can't have that many expectations. You can't go out there crying about things on Twitter if you're not willing to put some effort in. I won't even say money where your mouth is. You know what I mean? Just put some effort in and go down and get tickets this weekend and see them host either Furman or Wichita State. And speaking of, we'll talk with our buddy Mike Buddy when it comes to Furman and Wichita State here in the next segment. But Diesel, I got to ask you this. Have you felt, by the way, we just had a caller during the break, and you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776. What's your tip for your bracket? Is it a particular upset? Is it a way you look at going about it? Because somebody taught me this one, Diesel. I've never done it. Go pick your final four and then start picking at the beginning. You know what I mean? Because there can be a lot of different ways to get to that final four, but chances are, more often than not, a lot of that's going to be chalk. You know what I mean? It's going to be your higher seeds.
Throw all logic out the window.
Okay.
That's my advice is throw logic out the window. Just go with your gut because, I mean, it's a tournament. Anything can happen.
All right. Here are some suggestions from Bracket Voodoo. Gotta like that name right there. Bracketvoodoo.com. And again, I've been told here in the last 24, 36 hours, here's how I do mine. And by the way, if you had any problem getting logged into our bracket challenge, you may have to do what I did. I didn't remember my password from last year, but guess what? My email was the same. It sends you a link to your registered email. Just go in there and change your password. Takes you all of about 10 seconds, and you're ready to go. Now, in ours, you have to pick all the way through. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend to bracket players, because my wife's playing a bracket. My daughter's playing a bracket. People that I saw one of the coolest videos last night of parents of a dad using an NCAA tournament to teach his son geography. This state's here, and here what they are. It all came back to picking out a bracket. So the first rule that Bracket Voodoo gives you, Diesel, and this could not be any more true, know your pool. You know what I mean? Effectively, know the rules of your pool. Here on ESPN Upstate, it is make your picks by literally 11:50 tomorrow morning, and you're done because you're picking all the way through. I've been in brackets before. I've been in tournaments before that you can go back after every round, and they reset it, and you know, and those games are worth more. So, number one, just simply know the rules to your bracket, and don't be surprised. Number two, don't try to pick the perfect bracket. I don't think it's ever been done. I know this much. Warren Buffett doesn't put up $1 billion every year when it comes to CBS's bracket challenge for the perfect bracket. That is probably a really, really safe bet. You know what I mean? That's why they put up $1 billion every year. So, therefore, if you're not trying to pick the perfect bracket, what you probably have to do, Diesel, number one, like you said, don't overthink it. But number two, go find what makes sense when it comes to the upsets. Is Bracket Voodoo says when it comes to picking your bracket, don't fall for, said it's tempting to fall for the team on a hot streak. But for every Michigan or Loyola Chicago who seemingly coasted through to last year's Final Four on a wave of momentum, there's a chance Virginia and Arizona who won their conference tournament and got promptly bounced from the opening weekend. So, you know, somebody that maybe went on a four-game streak here, five-game streak just to win their conference tournament, maybe that was the creme de la creme when it comes to how far they can go. Also, they say differentiate yourself from the group. And here's what they mean when it comes to picking your bracket. Remember that the goal of your pool isn't to construct the perfect bracket. It's to beat your opponents. Says, of course, you have to hit on your picks, but the pool is won by hitting on value picks that others aren't making. Pay attention to common picks, especially the ones in your own pool, and use that to your advantage by going against the grain. A strong contrarian play this year is to go against Duke, despite the Blue Devils having a 17.3% chance of cutting down the nets. Nearly half of all brackets at CBS Sports have them winning it all. While we still think Duke is the best team in the tournament, the value isn't there. So you know what? This may be the time to play North Carolina. You know what I mean? Because here's the deal, Diesel. When Roy Williams' teams have won a national title, guess what round they lost in the ACC tournament that year? The semis. Where did Duke beat North Carolina this year in Charlotte when it comes to the ACC tournament? The semifinals. So if you like that history stuff, then Roy Williams has, what, three national titles at North Carolina every year that they've won a national title? Guess what? They got knocked out in the semifinals, and that's what happened this year. And don't be swayed because Duke is your ACC champion that North Carolina doesn't have a chance. Number one, they hammered Duke not once but twice without Zion Williamson in the regular season. But in that ACC final, Kobe White had the ball in his hands on the final possession with a chance for the Tar Heels to win. There's a lot of people that don't quite remember that. So, again, this may be the year just to take North Carolina. I don't know who's the lesser of two evils when it comes to that one. So, again, don't be swayed by just what's taken place in the last month. With Duke being a bad, you know, being the choice on over 50% of the brackets in CBS Bracket Challenge, go against them. Be different. And other, listen, don't go upset crazy. The time maybe to pick an upset, if you ask me, Diesel, is looking at the second round when it's a no risk, all right? By that I mean maybe Duke or somewhere in that neighborhood, Michigan State. If you feel confident that they are making the Sweet 16, so you know that it doesn't matter, Diesel, who they are going to be facing off with in the second round, but you feel confident enough in that higher seed to move, therefore that's what we call chalk. Look for the upset in that other side of the matchup in the first round. That would be the time to take a chance. Why? You're only costing yourself one pick, even though you know or your gut tells you that team's going to go further. So I agree with you. Don't overthink it. Don't go break down the last 2 months, this, that, and the other. And don't go upset crazy because majority of the time you're going to see a lot of chalk take place. I mean, granted, we've seen VCU make a run from the first four to the final four. But you know what? Don't go crazy unless you're at ESPNUpstate.com and you're getting crazy for our bracket challenge because, again, seven different winners. We have winners after every round, and all you have to do is go get registered, get your picks in by roughly 11:50 a.m. tomorrow, and you pick all the way through. 7 different winners. The grand prize is worth nearly $1,400. It includes concert tickets. Oh, God, a grill, a smoker, Kent Wool performance socks, a $100 grooming card to V's Barbershop, not to mention a birthday party or a happy hour get-together for your company at Dave & Buster's. A lot of cool stuff going on. But, Diesel, speaking of cool things tonight, how about Furman University? It's been a long time since they played in an NCAA tournament or an NIT. They have played in the CIT back here in the last few years. But when Furman found out that they were hosting Wichita State and Greg Marshall, that was a big day for our big evening for our buddy Mike Buddy, the Furman athletic director. So we'll check in with him ahead of tonight's 7 p.m. tip-off at Timmons Arena. And what else is going on with Furman University? Of course, the baseball team and everything else on campus. But go make that a loud crowd for the Furman Paladins tonight at Timmons Arena. You can go to FurmanPaladins.com. See what's left available when it comes to tickets. Also, you can go on Twitter. You can follow us at ESPN Upstate, me at Sturgis Sports, and Diesel at Diesel on Radio, as well as the Health Care text line. Start your message with ESPN. Don't forget, you got us here on 97.7 in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 AM in Clemson and Anderson. It's Straight Up with Sturge. Furman Athletic Director Mike Buddy when we come back. So it's a big night at Timmons Arena. The Furman Paladins host their first ever NIT basketball game. Let's go to the guest line. It's our buddy, Mike Buddy, the athletic director at Furman University. You can follow him on Twitter at Buddy52. And Mike, checked in with you yesterday. Ticket sales have gone well. And listen, Coach Forbes is now at East Tennessee State, has now warned Coach Marshall at Wichita State, you're going to be walking into a hornet's nest there at Timmons Arena.
Yeah, pretty cool, isn't it, Sturge? I remember, I think the first time I met you and Price was 2015, the winter, you know, my first probably 4 months on the job. If you'd have told me then that we were going to be hosting Wichita State in our arena in the NIT as a 3 seed, and coaches like Coach Forbes are going to be calling it a tough place to play, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So we're pretty excited to be in this position, and it's been a fun ride, as you well know.
So how long did it take to flush yourself? Because it took me a day. I can't believe, and you got to look ahead, the Southern Conference didn't get 2 bids. But it turns out that Furman gets a home game against Wichita State. Greg Marshall comes back to the state of South Carolina with his suit and his slick back hair a couple of years removed from a Final Four. And the winner of this game now gets to go take on Clemson in a second round game on Sunday. We don't know what time, but that had to be a pretty quick way to flush the system.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously our kids were disappointed. Our staff was hoping to hear our name and selection Sunday for the big dance. And, you know, we went in with realistic expectations, and there were some teams I think that got in that I think you could put our resume up mm-hmm. against and give us the nod. But, you know, no sour grapes. It's all part of the process. Every postseason game we get the opportunity to play in, every time we get a national stage, that's nothing but great experience for our young kids and great memories for our seniors who deserve every bit of success that they've had. So it's going to be really exciting. Certainly not going to be easy. You mentioned Coach Marshall, one of the most respected coaches in the business, and he's going to have his team ready to play, and it's going to be a challenge. And we expect Timmons to be rocking as it's become over the past couple of years. And hopefully, you know, we get a few breaks and the ball rolls in, and we get the opportunity to go down to Little John this weekend and take on a big time program. That'll be another special occasion for this group of kids.
Well, to do it, Coach, or Athletic Director Mike Buddy from Furman, join us again. The Shockers of Wichita State come in 7 p.m. tonight. Any tickets remaining, FurmanPaladins.com. But It's a hot team, and they know what they're doing. You're talking about a team led by Marquise McDuffie. They've won 11 of their final 14 games. They're just a 5 years removed from a trip to the NCAA Final Four, and just 7 years removed from winning the NIT. So this is an experienced squad in Wichita State that got better as the year went on, and quite frankly, probably one of the bigger, if not the biggest visitor, not in the Southern Conference, that has visited Timmons Arena.
Yeah, no doubt. It's gonna be fun, and we need every fan and every student on this campus to come out and give these guys the support that they expect. And you're right about the Shockers. I got a chance to see them play Cincinnati in the AAC tournament, and they were clicking on all cylinders. And so we're expecting a great atmosphere and a great challenge. But that's why you get into this business. And you know, I'd be crazy not to mention the fact too that our ladies fell one shot short of winning the SoCon bid themselves, and they get the opportunity to go up to Blacksburg on Thursday night to play in the WNIT, which is, again, lofty places for them to be playing, and Coach Carson's done a great job of making strides as well, and it's been an exciting winter, as you know.
And then it just doesn't stop there, because you as an athletic director, you're probably busy all weekend long, and the fact that, you know, for the 50th year, Mike, Furman Athletics and their golf team hosts the Paladin Invitational, the Furman Invitational. 20 different schools are going to be represented right there at the Furman University Golf Course. So, you know, that is sort of a tradition. You know, we like to say it coming up with the Masters, a tradition like no other. Well, guess what? So is this college golf tournament as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're hoping that the wet weather's behind us, and the official spring start of today hopefully will bode well for the weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a great field, 20 teams. We always encourage people to come out. It's pretty cool to watch these young kids hit the golf ball. It makes us all feel embarrassingly bad at the sport to watch the way these kids hit it. But yeah, I think it's the oldest college golf tournament in the Southeast, and we're proud to be the hosts of it, and Coach Davidson will have his guys ready to go.
We're on with Furman Athletic Director Mike Buddy. I'm going to take one step back before Sturge takes back over here, but you and I both know that Timmons is a unique venue, to say the least. I know that when you came in, you've expressed a desire to make some upgrades and things like that. In what ways does having, you know, back-to-back great seasons and now hosting NIT games sort of help your cause of continuing to make those upgrades?
Yeah, it's kind of a catch 22, right? I mean, you never know. Do you have to have a successful team before you can find people willing to invest, or do you have to invest and then hopefully attract a new level of recruit? And we've made strides. You know, we've added a sound system 3 years ago, and 2 years ago we added lights, and then this year we added the video boards, which have really enhanced the atmosphere in that arena. And then you couple that with what Coach Medved started off doing and getting these guys, where 20 wins in a season has become the expectation, and Coach Ritchie has taken us to a completely new level. And to be honest, our student body has really stepped up to the challenge. You know, one of the things I remember being jealous of was the great support that the Wofford student section gave to the Terriers my first year here, and just thought, you know, there's no reason that we can't have that at Timmons. And so we've kind of been able to get some momentum, and now the important thing is to keep that momentum and keep building on it. And so, yeah, there's always going to be needs. We would love to renovate Timmons significantly and make it a more traditional basketball venue, but it's unique. And, you know, the one of the things that people talk about at the high level is one of the crappiest venues in college basketball is Cameron Indoor. But what makes it special and iconic is what goes on between the lines. And, you know, I couldn't be more thrilled with the direction that Coach Ritchie has us going. And hopefully we can keep moving everything in the right direction.
Yeah, no doubt. Furman's one other appearance in the NIT was back in, I believe, 1991. Now CIT appearances in 16 and 17. But this is a big deal. Wichita State tonight at 7 p.m. Mike, I'm kind of glad the baseball team's down in Birmingham on the road. I don't think you'd have enough time to get everything done this weekend. But people can hear Dan Scott and Bryant Lambert on the call of the game tonight. And listen, get this win and let's have a lot of fun here on Sunday here in the Upstate when everybody's thinking about that other tournament. Dude, that would be a battle for a third-round spot and just one more win away from Madison Square Garden. I think that'd be fun for the Upstate.
No doubt. It's going to be a great great matchup. Let's hope Clemson's done their part with a big win last night over Wright State, and we've got we got our work cut out for us. But, yeah, it'd be pretty special for the Upstate and any college basketball fans. A high-level game.
Well, listen, enjoy the fruits of your labor. You have put a lot of work into it. Coach Richie has been so good to us as well. And, listen, go Paladins tonight. Don't shock the Shockers. Just beat them.
I appreciate it. We'll do our best. And the best part of that equation is I'll have nothing to do with whether or not we win or lose, and that makes me feel a lot better.
All right. Thank you very much, there. There's Mike Buddy, the Furman Athletic Director. We appreciate everything he does for us and the time. And listen, that guy can have some fun. He knows how to celebrate. He was just up in Yankee Stadium not too long ago this summer celebrating their 20th anniversary of the 1998 World Series champion that he was a part of. So, again, FurmanPaladins.com, going to be a big crowd up there. And you know what, Diesel? He's exactly right. You can put lipstick on a pig. And guess what? Duke has put lipstick on one of the biggest pigs out there for a long, long time. Whether you like it or not, Cameron Indoor Stadium is a dump. And we'll tell you about that when we come back at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's right, final hour. You can get in with us, open phones, whatever your question is, which includes, Diesel, it's a great country. $430 million is what Mike Trout got paid yesterday on a 12-year contract. Yet, Major League Baseball players want to claim that the system is broken and they may go on strike in 2021. You want to slit your throat. You want to kill your game off. Go on strike. Be my guest, because baseball fans, you are sitting up looking at the NFL, and so is everyone else. Right now, you're sitting up looking up at the NBA as well. 12 years. I would no more sign, and it is a great country, anybody in Major League Baseball right now to a 12-year contract for that kind of money. Why? Show me some guy that signed that length of contract that's been that good in year number five. From Albert Pujols to everybody else. Hey, don't take A-Rod out of the mix. Take A-Rod out of the mix because his was enhanced. But you want to cut your throat when guys are signing $330 million contracts, $430 million contracts, $300 million contracts, is to go claim in the public that you're some kind of victim, because you're not. Now, I get the fact. Not everybody's making that kind of money, but guess what? Some do their job better than others do. Mike Trout, probably the greatest of all time in the fact. I bet you 50%, if not more, of our listening audience out there wouldn't recognize him in Costco. Now, that's to get paid nearly a half a billion dollars and not have your face recognized. Is there anything better than that? You can give us your opinion. If I were the Angels, I would not have done it. All right, I'd have had to take a long look at Albert Pujols, how that worked out for me. The fact that you're going to train. I guess you can. You are what you're worth, and somebody's willing to pay your worth. I'd rather go out there and find more parts and try to build a team that way than put it all into one person like that. And now you see Ricketts for the Cubs going, hey, man, we can't go into this free agency market every year. You got to look at who you got to sign coming up, the extensions and all, and that way, that may be where this year's money goes. But if Mike Trout just signed a $430 million 12-year contract, what's next? What's next? I don't begin to comprehend it. But, hey, if you can get it, it's worth it. Open phones, 844-GSP-ESPN. Next segment, Diesel is going to get personal with us. And then our final interviews at 548. But, Diesel, Mike Buddy just said something there that's the absolute truth. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Have you ever had that one friend, Deez, that bragged and bragged and bragged about his girlfriend. Maybe you looked at this guy going, you know, my buddy, he's not too shabby. You know what I mean? Doesn't change my heterosexuality for making that comment, you know. But and then you see this girl that he's dated and he's bragged about, and you went, really? That's all you could do, you know? Bikini, like Mark Ryan said on his show, bikinis don't reveal that. While they reveal a lot, they don't reveal everything. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that friend? And don't, like I said, don't name him. Don't embarrass him. That when you met this girl that he had talked and talked and talked and talked about, the first thing you thought was, wow, did not live up to the advanced billing.
Yeah, you know, he may see something else in her that you just don't see.
Maybe all about the personality. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Sturge is an idiot. Sturge is a jerk. But I don't care how great your personality is. If I can't stand to look at you, we weren't made for each other. That's just the way it is. But same thing about Cameron Indoor Stadium at Duke. I have been to both games as well as walked in there before a Clemson-Duke football game a few hours before kickoff with nobody in there and basically stood at midcourt by myself. Mike Buddy's 100% correct in the previous segment. Cameron, first of all, you have to go nowhere to look for it. You know, most arenas, when you go onto a campus, that's the basketball arena. Cameron's just kind of another building that they have stoned up the facade on the outside. Cameron Indoor Stadium is not much nicer than what we had back in the day here in Greenville called the old gray lady, the old green box, brown box. Matter of fact, they may have been designed by the same architect, but Greenville Memorial Auditorium is a lot of the same setup that Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium is. And Mike Buddy's right. It's not the arena. It's the Cameron crazies in the atmosphere that make it what it is. Because you look at this thing, and I'm going to be honest, I think Dorman, you go look at Dorman High School up here in Spartanburg, their gym, and you go, crap, that's a high school arena? It's actually nicer when it comes to amenities. You have to crawl up into the crow's nest just to go broadcast a basketball game. God forbid a woman tries to crawl up there. You better not have a dress on or you're going to be showing up an entire section what's underneath that dress. You know what I mean? So it is all about the atmosphere. It's all about the fan base, but it has nothing to do. Now, there may be ghosts in that building. I get it. But it is not this thing that you sit there and look at and just start drooling, oh, this is Cameron. Yeah, you know, it's the history of it, no doubt about it. But as a buddy of mine once said, you know, the great thing about it, you go to South Carolina or Clemson or these other schools, Alabama, my Alabama Crimson Tide, they hang up banners for appearances in the NCAA tournament, individual banners. Duke hangs them up for national titles and Final Four appearances. There's a little difference when it comes to that program. All right, don't forget, 6:30 we'll go into Clemson Tiger baseball as they will be playing game number two of a two-game series tonight with the College of Charleston. Tonight is a neutral site affair down in Columbia, South Carolina. Tigers are 15-5, College of Charleston 13-7, so you can hear that game at 6:30. Right after that, we'll head to Dayton, probably in time to catch game number two of the first four this evening. And, of course, it all begins in earnest tomorrow about 12:15. So you got to have your picks in at ESPNUpstate.com around, just say, 11:50, no later, or you're not in it, so you can't win it. But we'll get personal. Diesel's Let's Get Personal segment. When we come back, Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com at 5:48.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.